Lane. Give us a round of applause. That's right. That's right. Keep kissing our ass. Thank you. Yeah, I love you too.
Somebody that is kind of like not filthy, can you like help
them? That's even, like I said, I'm not wanting you to be the cleanest man in the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't expect that, but I expect you to not leave a plate. Not to leave plate
shit like that
in the room,
right?
I expect you to, okay, if you see, I wouldn't even say like the pillows or living room, because men don't even realize. Like, I just say like at least the or like your dirty clothes. If you see that they're dirty, like just put them in the washer. Like, you know what I'm saying?
In my experience, I had so many guys. They come right in, they take that shit off the first place. They leave it wherever they take it off.
No,
it's not acceptable. I think that for me, it's not as big of a deal because I'm not OCD, but everything has a place. I'm real neat anyway.
That's so
I'm
cool. We're even living together. We're not even there yet.
Right.
First
you
of all,
period. You I'm talking even about one, just his place.
Inviting me, if you know
right
that I'm coming to your home.
Right.
Place looks like that, then your semen is dirty.
No, I
so
get
that
it.
Lets me know that you produce dirty seeds.
I get what you're saying.
I'm just saying, like...
No, I feel you.
Like, you...
How long did y'all date?
But I'm just saying, like, in general, like, I'm not, like, particular like that. But the place I have trauma.
Can I ask you what side of town did you live in?
Oh, God. It was the
what
west
does that
side.
Have to do with it?
Because it says a lot.
It was.
Because, like, you got, like, these young dirty niggas out here, these rappers, they stink now.
There's okay, a lot no, of these no, no, no. rappers. What side of town?
Because they move from here to Buckhead and people be thinking they're not regular.
They're like, you still have to take a... I know that sounds crazy, but it took me a long time not to discover that, but to appreciate that. Like, I can't believe I just said that. But yeah, should have, even that you're dirty.
Yeah.
My thing is that you're like, you're so comfortable.
Right, yeah.
That you feel like a woman like me should see that and be comfortable in that.
Yeah.
And you didn't say nothing to him then?
I did. And when I said it, but you know, like,
so that
it was there.
Respectful.
No, it was respectful.
The way Africans talk to you.
There's some ways we can do it. You don't know that mannerisms. Like, no. You can do it softly. Like,
there's.
No, I did it like that.
He was offended. Did you have roaches?
It had to be.
Yeah, sorry.
She said it had to be.
All my homies are...
And a cat.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's
man.
A deal breaker for me. I don't
think. Oh, like,
a boy with a...
His entrance was different. Like, it went when you go into his house, it wasn't like a door. It was like a kind of like a main entrance. Like, it's like you have two ways of going in, and then it takes you into the... Then you actually see the door. So the door is covered by like glass, kind of like.
Okay.
So it's like two entrances and then the door. Then you go in and then you see like the living room. But I just saw like vinyl, I just merged to the left, and then I saw the living room and its bedroom, and I'm like, and she's behind me, and she like I back up because I'm like, oh no, the cat over there.
Who's
I'm
behind you?
My girlfriend. She was with me.
Oh, okay.
She was with me. And I, like I said, God rest her soul, she passed. But I backed up. And I was like, yo, why? No. And he's like, well, I was like, I know. How can you invite me somewhere like this? Like, are you knowing about us? Like, type of thing. Like,
I love it.
Like, that's just...
His feelings was hurt.
I could tell, like, in his face, like, I can tell, like, his feelings were hurt. But I was like, you know your company coming, and you don't clean up.
Right.
You too, like, you have to have, what kind of mannerism is this? And my homegirl just, like, she not kicking, but she looking, like, you could tell she's like, No, she's from Sierra Leone, where she was from Sierra Leone, and she was just, she was from Sierra Leone, she was just like, She was like, my African sister, and she was like, you know now. I was like, you two look, see. Like, are you comfortable? Like, I'm telling her, like, you two, are you comfortable?
Look,
and she's like, no. I was like, so why can we? I don't like staying in places that's not comfortable. I have to decline. I have to go. And I laugh.
Funny. That is funny. It's not funny. Because it's I can tell it bothered you. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
like so that. that's why I said audacity. Right. Like, they expect like you to take, like, and then had the audacity to tell me I cooked. Hey, go for beats.
Ooh, the cap and then dirt and then he didn't clean. I would not.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't even take out. Mm-mm. It was just disgusting. So after that, I was like, you know, it's me. I'm good. I don't want it anymore. Mm. Get somebody else to do it.
Get somebody else to do it.
What attracted you to him?
What attracted me to him?
To even get you over there.
It was his charm. He was very charming. I'm not a girl that go by looks.
Right.
It's horrible. I don't know. I'm not that girl. I don't go by looks. It's charm for me. Like, your intellect is something, like, I don't know what it is about intellect.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
And then I gotta laugh. Like, you gotta make me
laugh. Yeah, you gotta laugh.
I mean, that's on the top.
And yeah, like, I can't, I'm okay when it comes to, like, you making me laugh, but I really want to know that you're intellectually, like, smart. Like, I, you know, like, you pick up quick things, you know what I'm saying? But he was very charming. And, you know, I was like, okay, you know. And he was kind. He had a, he actually had, like, I was at work, and I told him I was too busy, you know what I'm saying, to go. So he was like, I'll get you an Uber. And he took me an Uber to, I didn't need it. I can drive. He was like, it's cool, you know, just take you to lunch. He took me to lunch, and then actually had the Uber and sent me back, like, so that he can make time to see me, mm-hmm. which I thought was very nice.
Right.
You know, I was like, okay, he's charming. But then after that, he was like, yeah, I want to invite you to my place. I was like, I don't feel comfortable. That's where my girlfriend came in. He was like, yeah, you can bring your, you know, friend. I'm like, okay, perfect. That's fine. We could do that. You know what I mean? And plus, she had the gun. So, because she know I'm not carrying it. I don't do guns. Mm-hmm. I don't like guns. Mm-hmm. So, she know I'm not carrying, but she did.
What'd you do for safety?
Huh?
You got mace?
Like,
you got brass knuckles?
I have God. And I'm very secure in that.
Yeah, and he also told you. They make weapons.
Yeah, but I don't put myself in, and I know that they say
stuff
that, but
it just happens sometimes.
It does, but I don't want it.
You can't stand guns at all? Like, have you ever tried?
I held it. I don't like the energy of guns. Like, I don't like it in my hand. I know that I know it's intent. I'm a spiritual person. Yeah, I don't know.
I was
that
just at
power.
The gun range 2 days ago. I love it.
You love it? Some people
I don't know all about guns. I'm not a gun connoisseur, but I just like to be able to know that I can do it if I need to do it. You know
okay,
what I'm
saying? If I need
to do it, I know how to do it. I'm not going to fumble. I know how to load it. I know how to cock it. I know how to shoot it. That's what I like about it. I don't have a whole bunch of guns. I have one. You know what I'm saying? I don't go all the time. I like it because I know I can do it if I got to do it. It ain't going to be no questioning. I'm not going to freeze up.
I think it's
excuse
a good...
Excuse me, where are you from again?
I moved here from Texas.
Texas.
From Detroit.
Well, I mean, Texas.
No.
Chicago.
Gun.
No, I'm
Texas
not.
And gun.
I'm going to know how to bust it.
No, you said that last time. You was making fun of me. He's like, oh, you seem like you kind of, what did he call me?
Niggas can get it.
No, I'm not like that. I'm real quiet. I'm real soft. I'm just, but
you want to know how to protect yourself.
And that's all I like about it.
Yeah.
That's all I like about it.
And I mean, Texas. That's the state of guns, girl.
Everybody got them. Everybody, it's easy to get it. You know what I'm saying? It's not a big deal.
Yo, governor, I just want to just kick him in the nuts sometimes. let me not say that. I'm sorry.
You can say that.
I'm political.
Care.
Not in politics. Yeah, never mind. Texas, the gun state. So I get it, you know? So it's good to know that, though. It's good to know to know how to use it. I'm going to take that into, you know... I'm going to put that in my mind. It's like, you know, just learn.
Yeah.
It's okay to go to a gun range and learn.
That's it. And then you might feel differently about it once you, like, you know, you might and you might not. It might just be something you can't deal with. But for me, I mean, I like it.
I like guns.
I need to. I'm not carrying one, though. I can't. Like, I just, I don't even want it. I
got them everywhere I be. I don't care.
Really? Oh, wow.
So they got guns.
That's true. I mean, as a black man.
Yeah, we got to.
Yeah, I mean, my dad and my brother, my youngest brother, had this debate. Because my dad is apt like no guns.
And dad don't like guns?
My African does not. African people don't like guns. You know what? It's so crazy because in Germany, they're not allowed to have guns. Like, nobody can get guns in Germany. Like, it's so different around the world. Like, it's not easy access to get guns. Like, civilians are not. But here, it's the total opposite. Like, there's no... Like, if you go around the world, they don't have gun ranges.
I definitely feel like everywhere that it's easy to get one, the murder rate is higher. You know what I'm saying? Or people get shot more in places that it's easy to get one. So, I mean, I don't like that part about it.
That's what I'm saying, because when you go to Europe, that's
right.
You can't do that.
Everywhere.
No, you do, but what I'm saying is, in Europe,
you can't get shot everywhere.
But it's not like it's not easy. Like, you're not gonna find like a 16-year-old or 13-year-old be able to get a, like, it's not, they don't have that accessibility. Like, they're like, America's ridiculous with guns right now. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm trying to move to Ghana.
So the murder rate in Europe is way,
no,
way,
you're
way
getting stabbed. Yes, you get stabbed maybe.
Because I don't watch the news like that all the time.
Oh no,
I don't like the news.
Yeah, I feel you. It's depressing, yeah. But I have to watch BBC. I have to watch all that, like Africa Live. I have to watch that because I have to see what's going on in the world. Russia is invading Ukraine. China's invading Taiwan. North Korea is throwing missiles like. They're for practice, so it's like I need to know.
Right.
There might be submarines. They have two submarines that Russia can't detect right now. Then they're all, and they can blow the world in half. They have two, you know. So Putin is out here, like, it's real life. Even though we're not talking about war, we're at war. Russia just bought 2 billion. Saudi Arabia just bought 2 million barrels of oil from Russia, it's a problem. So we have Russia, Saudi Arabia, and China against us right now. It's a big problem.
Fuck America.
Right. I mean, that's what. So yeah.
We got, like, I told you that a long time ago, and a lot of times it don't pertain to us, the black man. We have war with ourselves.
Yeah, no.
So it's bigger than us.
We trying to go back home. But we got our own little battle. We got battle with China. A lot of people now they don't know that, but we have a big. A lot of African Americans don't know that, but they need to know that. Like. Hopefully they catch that. We're at war with China. So if y'all don't know that, we need to know that. Because they're taking our land in Africa.
And they're playing with all kinds of shit in the sky right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I was in Miami the other day, and all you just saw was something just shoot across the sky. Like
the balloon. A missile? It was a balloon they shot down. There was a Chinese balloon that they shot it down, and it
made
fell.
It all the way over here?
Yeah, they made it all the way over here. Why wouldn't they? We ain't too far. It's around the corner. It's right there.
We were standing out front, and something went across the sky like this.
Wow. And it just disappeared. What is that?
That's what everybody was standing out there saying, because it was blood. It was red at first. And I was like, yo, is that like a missile or something coming towards the earth?
That.
But it's just going across the sky.
That was a test.
Yeah, they playing with something. But it was fire red, like it was just coming. It was red as hell. And
that's probably,
like,
North
shit.
Korea over there trying to see. I don't play with North Korea. That Kim Kong-kun, whatever his name is.
Kim Jong.
Him and his daddy.
Is it Kim Jong?
Whatever his name is. You know they can only have 12 hairstyles?
Wait a minute, what?
Yep.
In China?
North Korea. They can only have 12 hairstyles.
What you mean?
Let's look it up.
A woman can only have 12 hairstyles.
What
you can
mean
look
can
it up.
Have?
I just told you. You know how you go to the barbershop? And you know how they have, like, the numbers on the barbershop?
All to choose from.
Yeah.
They only have 12 to choose from.
Look it up.
Here's what I found.
Y'all spoiled. I don't want to do this today.
Yeah. Sure do.
That's interesting. I never knew that.
North Korea doesn't have. If you look at North Korea, they don't have light like that. Like they don't. They don't know what cell phone. They don't have like stuff like we have. Like they don't have phones. They don't have light. Some still use lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rurally in North Korea. They're suffering. I'm not gonna say they're suffering. You know they just don't.
They're used to it.
Yeah, they're not. Their president is a communist. So you see the 12 hairstyles.
Yeah, I just saw one long.
No, they have like a thing where they have like
a chart
of it. Like they can only get 12. There's rules over there. You can't, and you barely see cars there.
We need more rules. That's why we run amok out here. Like
land of the free here. This is the land of the free.
Land of the free, not for us.
I know, but
every
corner
we turn, everything we do, we're at risk. Like if it ain't us, it's the police. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you in the club just because you don't got to know nobody. You're in the club with your jewels on. You just standing up. You ain't really talking to nobody. Girls flirting with you, this and that. And the niggas across there looking at you ready to kill you just because. Like, who the fuck is that nigga? And you just from out of town, new nigga. And now you at war with these dumbass niggas in the parking lot that's going to try you. And don't even know you got a whole nother 12 niggas over there watching them. So it's going to be a problem.
I feel like America got its own war.
It's poor as fuck?
Like, it's so poor. And everybody else in the world, like, I'm ready to leave. I just need $1 million just to get up out of here. Because Africa is sweet.
Florida. Ghana.
Africa. Go back home, huh?
Oh, yeah. And you probably can come too. Why not?
The lady that did my hair in Dallas, she did it for like the last 7 years or whatever. She's from Ghana, and that's all she talk about. She's like, going back home. She said she came over here. She had her kids. She came to school. She wants to go to school over here, and she said once she gets her master's, she's going
I'm out. I don't want it here. I don't even care about it over here. It's just like, it's no. Like, you're, like, over here, and I try my best to preach that to a lot of African Americans. I was like, over here, you're living to survive. The rest of the world, we're just living. Like, we really are living. We're living off the land. Like, kids are going to school. They're going to rivers. They're going to beaches at school. Like, you're going to school to learn about the environment. Like, it's an actual... And then black kids are being taught by black teachers. Like, Cameroon, especially where I'm from, like, we have, like, master mathematicians. Some of the best mathematicians. Some of the best teachers. We're actually known as, like, one of the best educators, too. Like, even to French, we have... like Oxford and everything, they're like professors that teach, you know, they have a way of teaching you math that's just, you know,
yeah.
And it's just like, it's so much better, even the education, like, you thinking that you're better off sending your kids back home and just letting them stay there, and just like, I promise you, you're their education level will go from here to here. But it's crazy when you bring it here, they don't validate it. But if you put them in an exam together, if you put a kid from the United States and you put a kid from Africa in the same, you put, give them the same test, let's say they graduate, they're 18 and they graduated, this one's, the African kid's going to be advanced by 4 times than the one, but they're not going to validate his high school diploma because it's not from the United States. Crazy, huh?
And he advanced.
And he's way advanced. My brother came here when he was 16. They gave him a test. They shot him straight to 12th grade. Because he was so advanced. Mm-hmm. He was more advanced than the actual geometry teacher.
Right.
So it's just, it's like the mentality that they have of this system of, oh, we're giving you this education. Honestly, ooh, I can't believe I'm saying this on here, but I'm going to say it. Integration was crazy. You were better off.
That's just for like something, man. Oh. Like my partner, because he's into that type of stuff. Like, he like listening. And, you know, speaking on those behalfs like that. Like, somebody like you and him will do good on the podcast going back and forth because he into that type of stuff. Like, but me, my thing is, like, by your brother being advanced like that and where I'm from in Virginia, when you smarter than the teacher or you think outside the box, you know, that's called interrupting the education of others. Because I didn't think like all the other kids. I asked the teacher a question, and he threw me out of class that day, and I'll never forget that day.
Well, that's
I laughed all the way out of the class.
Well, that's because, can I be honest with you?
Right.
I'll be real with you. Because of the fact of, was this teacher black or was this teacher white?
White.
Okay. That's why I said that the integration of schools was not beneficial to the black child. Because where I'm from, where my parents are from, right? It's black teachers, like, they can take our smart mouths. But pourquoi tu me dis, like,
being smart.
No, I'm not saying.
I had the utmost respect for this white teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him a question. I said, how come every time America go to war with them people?
Mm-hmm. So you questioned him.
And they let their people over here. How you know that ain't no long-term plan for them to kill us from within?
And what I'm stating.
I said, get out my classroom. What? You're disrupting the education of others. And I never been so pissed off, but I was like, I got to be right. And, like, for me to ask the teacher a question like that, mm-hmm. why was my mind over here like that and thinking that far ahead?
Mm-hmm.
And it is a plan for them to kill us from within.
Mm-hmm.
They're here. They own all the gas stations. So this one big-ass ticking time bomb, if they choose to team up.
It is already. It's already the ticking
and
time
bomb. And the Chinese people poison us. Every chance they get.
Every chance. Africans can't even buy. Perfectly. It's like, you just knew. You knew
that. That's the stuff he talked about.
That's,
he showed me it was 2 different vegetables in the grocery store.
Exactly.
You got the GMO and then the...
The organic, and even that organic is not even organic.
It's sad.
The only time I sad to say, but Urban Farms, I don't know why nobody goes to Mr. Bobby. He's up here. He's right here. Urban Farms. I get all my vegetables and I get all my fruits from Urban Farms. Even the Mexicans are the ones, they'll tell you the truth. The Mexicans will tell you, okay, this, buy that. That's those local farmers markets and things like that. But back to integration, the reason why the teacher was like that, you know, because like I said, the reason why the African child is going to be way more advanced versus the African American child, right, that is taught by the white man, right? Like I had a teacher, an African studies teacher. His name is Mr. Pinnawickle. Now he lives in Senegal. But he's this white as... I'm like, I even asked, how could you teach me about a place I've been to? Like, I have family in Senegal. Right. But you telling me about where I know.
And you ain't even never,
you ain't never been there. You don't even know what it is. Yeah. So for me, integration of the what I've known as African-American U.S. history is that the form of integration, it wasn't a benefit to African-Americans because a situation like this where an African-American child asks questions to the opposite person. He can't answer that because his people are the one that did it, and he's probably ashamed or probably doesn't want to answer that because he feels uncomfortable.
Right.
So why not have it in front of a child that's in front of a teacher that is actually black? Right. That is the reason why black teachers are extremely necessary, which is why I love Bel Air. Shout out to that. I don't know, it's every Sunday is on Peacock. Very good. There was a situation where Ashley and the other Ashley were a teacher. She was a teacher, and they fired her because they felt that she was more favorable to the Ashley. But that, yes, they felt like she was giving her books, like she was giving her black books about, you know, slavery and empowerment and things like that, and they fired the teacher. So, like, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
so
educating the kids outside for curriculum.
Out of the curriculum.
Yeah.
So, but the thing about it is she requested it. It's not like she was just giving it to her. She was like, I want to read more books like this, you know? So,
I hate stuff like that.
And that's what I'm saying. So for me, I feel that let's say Monday through Friday or Monday through Wednesday or even Monday through Thursday, the kids should be taught by their own race. I feel like it would help them because at the end of the day, if
History Month is when they teach you.
That's nothing. And they're only teaching you like
bullshit. I asked them that too. I said, why in history class do we learn about these same people every time? Like, we know about George Washington, we know about Benjamin
Franklin,
all this shit.
We know about all those
same people every year. Only one intrigued me out of all of them was Nat Turner. I had a million questions for the teacher. They don't like that. They said, why are you so infatuated with this black guy killing white people? So you think about it.
Why is he doing it?
Yeah, for
you.
Reason.
I mean, there's a reason. And they're like, well, what, he just killed it. Okay, but why was he doing it? There has to be a reason.
Of y'all shit. And that's just like with the court system. Niggas get hung up in the court system. You can't do shit. So you got to become like Nat Turner at some point. And that's what black men. Then, when you do that and you make the news, you're crazy.
Yeah. I agree, but at the same time,
it ain't easy being black.
It is an experience.
It's not easy being a black woman or a black man.
It's not, but it's better to live it in Africa.
They like y'all.
But it's better. No, they like us because what they can get from us. Don't say that.
Nah, they put y'all in. They put y'all in a powerful move. They didn't put us.
But they, that's what
y'all
I'm saying.
Y'all got some of the best jobs, and y'all got no, better jobs. But they put y'all in opposition.
But
they
still can don't I, pay no, women no, what listen, they supposed to pay no. women for the same shit.
Hey,
they,
at least you got the job.
But at least no, it's not about the job. It's about the fact that you still thinking about the fact that okay, we're benefiting off it. Yeah, we are. I'm like, but let's not lie about that. We are. But the problem is, let's not also forget we only got something that they want.
It made it worse.
I mean, they fought for it, you know. A lot of people have fought. There's been wars over this. You know what I'm saying? Thomas Jefferson. Thomas, it's nothing else but that. That boom shakalaka. See Naomi Campbell, she thinks she white over there. She dating billionaires. All she doing is just scraping their money and sending it back home to Africa. Naomi Campbell, that little Gemini, she smart. She just taking all those billionaire money.
I thought you was talking about what's the girl, Kanye baby mom?
No, I know. Naomi Campbell. She's taking all those little billionaires. That's why, let's not talk about Diana. Right? Let's not talk about Princess Diana either, because that's another one. She can come to the cookout. In heaven.
She's invited.
Come. Yeah, she invited. They killed her because she was dating that Arab billionaire.
They do kill people when they can't do nothing with you.
When they can't do nothing with you.
And before,
they killed that lady.
They wanted to buy out cash. That's why that dude did.
Yeah, they stabbed him. His own best friend.
No, he was paid to do that. And if he didn't carry it out, he would be dead. Because you're the closest to you. That's how they play everybody against you. even in drug families. They'll turn your own cousin against you in that room when they interrogate you. So it's like that. They do that. Anytime you create something great out here, any app, and they want it, or certain stuff to put you on a pedestal.
Oh, they gonna
rich beyond you. Like, look at what they did with Kanye. This is a nigga that sat in a room like this all day, making beats. You hear me? Then he get up there in this powerful position, and now he speak his mind. Now he crazy, bipolar, he can take his medicine today. Yeah. That nigga's a fucking genius.
But didn't they say that? What about that? What about, have you seen The Kingsman? Have you seen The Kingsman? The movie Kingsman?
No.
So there was a part in the one with Samuel L. Jackson.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, I've seen that show before.
There was a part in there.
It's a show or a movie?
It's a movie. But there was a villain in there that he was extremely, like, he was beyond his like, he was beyond. But they took him, and they thinking they saving him because, you know, from them. But it's turning out that they're holding him prison because he's so smart. So you thinking your child is like let's say your child is like a 6.0 GPA, and it's like they can literally take your child if you like, you know what I'm saying? Like if he's that smart, let's say if he can make MC Square four times, can you imagine MC Square four times? That's the universe.
Oh, they do take smart kids like that because you're intellectual property for them, and they're going to put you in a room.
Exactly.
They're going to give you all this crazy shit that they couldn't figure out.
They're going to work you. That's what I'm saying.
You
so like,
paid for it, but you just won't have a regular life.
That's what I'm saying. And they had him in a room like a prison. Like, they had pads on the thing. So I'm
don't commit suicide from being so smart. Those people normally either blow their brains out. It's torture to them sometimes. You may not understand it, but I've been in a gifted program and all of that.
I've heard
shit.
That.
My uncle's like, my uncle, the one that's my mom's oldest brother, he's intelligent like that. He's off a little bit. Hey, they have to turn off the lights.
They be different.
Because he be writing on the wall. Yeah. But he live in the village. He live in the jungle. So it's not like he normal anyway. He probably out there.
See, I just dropped it.
With the 12, 14 hairstyles?
Oh, the podcast.
Yes.
He speak highly of you. He's a Gabe is a great dude. I call him a different name, but.
Yeah, he gives different. I know. I found out he gives different people different names. But anyway, yeah, I met him when I first got here in Lenox Mall. I worked there, and that's where I met him. I was on lunch, and he walked up to me, and we met like that. I thought he was trying to holler at me because, you know,
I'm a
woman. He's a man, and the way he was looking at me, and I'm just like, you know, like, I'm good, you know, because I really was on my lunch break. He was like, no, I'm not trying to holler at you. He showed me a picture of his wife, and he was like, you know, I want to talk to you. And so I was like, what is it? You know, and he was just like, you know, he said some shit in a few minutes that I gave him to talk to me that, like, I was like, oh, okay, he different. You know what I'm saying? And
he's smart as fuck.
Yeah, like, in them few minutes, I could tell he was different. You know what I'm saying?
He never told you he was a millionaire.
No. He just used to be like, he's like, I've been out in the streets. I used to be out in these streets. So he was like, he said it, but not, he didn't say that, but he kind of, like, told me about his past a little bit.
Well, he's a very famous guy here in Atlanta.
Who?
That's why he changed his name just to remain.
Girl, he gave me one name. Cool. He gave him a name. I call him Jay.
I know the guy personally.
Yeah, I haven't known him like that.
Or whenever, like, people around, he'd look at me or he'd be like, nah. Because I praise him for being a black man and being able to get over in the system. While he was out doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? We run into each other. When you live the nightlife in Atlanta, you bump into people, right. People keep seeing you. Then that's when they're like, oh, nigga, you moving and shaking like this and that. Then when you're doing other stuff and they see you on that shit, you're like, oh, shit, you've been doing that the whole time. Boom. Niggas start fucking with you. Gravitate. You start being at the same, the rich nigga pool parties. You be at the mansion parties.
It's like networking.
You be in the after hours. Like, we was everywhere and kept bumping into you. It's like, nigga, so what you do, nigga?
Right.
Man, shit, I just know everybody, nigga. I'm just everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I watched that dude from the time I met him. Cast and director, he tried to get me casted in Fast and Furious, one of the Fast and Furious and shit. And ever since then, we had, like, been cool.
I want to say this about him.
Everybody, he's a guru.
Before I forget, I want to say this about him. In the short time that I've known him, besides my father, I've only known him for 5 months. Besides my dad, I have not known anybody else to, like, just to speak life into me and to talk me up and to just tell me good stuff. Like, you can do this, you can do it. You know, it's just like just give me, just talk good, just be positive, just to lift me up. Like, I ain't had nobody to do that but him. Like, I'm serious. Like, in a few months that I've known him, he's been like, he's a good person. He's very motivational.
I never met him, so I don't know.
He will lift you up. Like, he just speak life into you.
For Christ?
Yeah, he gave it all to Christ. Like, that's how he lived. He walked his whole journey.
I'm gonna have to do
I'm a brother that's been there for him, had the campaign.
I'm gonna have to give my life to Christ real soon, because I think that's the only man that loved me, for real.
Only man that loved you.
You know where
love starts? With myself. It starts with the dad. But if you skip a level, then it's got to start with you.
It's my daddy. That's weird, too. Because it is, like, your dad is supposed to be, like, your first love.
Oh, that's my baby, honey.
Mine, too. And people think, and I used to be a stripper. And people automatically think when you used to be a stripper, you have daddy issues. Me and my dad is like this. We talk every day. We talk for hours. I love my dad. Like, that's my hero.
That's my
man,
girl.
If I call my daddy right now, I'm old. If I call him right now and tell him I need him, he on the first thing.
First thing smoking.
And so.
And maybe that's why that's probably why I was spoiled. I love my
dad. I just want to kill that stereotype. Every dancer don't have daddy issues.
Daddy issues.
Yes. That's good. That's the first time we heard it. Because I don't know. Yeah. I don't care what kind of issues
you have. Oh, that's your first time hearing that strippers have daddy issues?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've heard it.
My podcast is like, it's male driven. So, it ain't nobody here to validate y'all point. If
me.
We talking, it's just us having fun as men. Like to hear it. That's why I wanted to hear y'all conversation, because it opened my eyes up to the way
women hate
if
filth.
We don't talk.
Women hate filth. We hate filth. Women.
What's filth?
No, I said women hate filth. You said you wanted our. I was going back to that because
what's filth?
Filth, dirt. Filth, dirt, dirtiness, nastiness.
Like we were talking about earlier, dirtiness.
When you say filth, you talking about nasty old men too? Or what?
I think she just kind of went back to what we were talking about earlier, dudes being dirty.
The audacity of keeping their place clean and things like that.
And trying to expose you to it.
Trying to expose you to it like you're supposed to live in it in Atlanta. Like you're supposed to, I'm going to take this trash.
Be happy you dodged the bullet, man.
For sure.
Because this one man's trash is now your trash too.
Show ain't going to be mine. I had to walk out on that one. I was like, shout out to you, baby.
You dodged your bullet.
Amen to that, but that's men in Atlanta. So there you go.
That's not all men in Atlanta.
They're
don't
not.
Us all in one category.
No,
I
that's
do
true.
Hear so many bad things about the men in Atlanta, though, and it's like... I done lived in a couple different places. I ain't lived all over the world. I'm just saying, like, I feel like it's good dudes and messed up dudes everywhere.
Always.
That's what I feel like. I don't feel like it's one city. They
y'all,
got more good dudes than another city.
Y'all look past the point. Some of these people are troubled, so they mask it very well until you get to know them. And you know what I'm saying? Then you start to see these little traits that this person is fucked up. A lot of people in my crew like that. I got some bipolar homeboys. I got some niggas with anxiety. I got niggas that got abandonment issues. And these grown men, and they weird. And some of these guys are well off, but they got their own shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody.
I mean, I'm okay with you having trauma. That's not my issue.
You ain't gonna be nobody without it.
Like, that's normal. Like, anxiety.
But it gotta fix it before you let somebody else into your world.
Yeah, no, not only fix it, you have to accept it. Because some people won't even accept it. And then when you accept it, then you fix it.
Acceptance is a form of settling, though. You don't have to settle for that shit.
No, you don't have
to.
It's
like you meet these nutsos and this nigga snap off one time and he grab your arm. If he grab your arm the first time, you're supposed to leave instantly because it's only going to get worse.
What I mean accepting.
That person is controlling. But you might miss that because you like him because he's super charming.
No. That when I say accepting, I'm saying accepting of their issues. Not I have to accept their issues. I'm saying that you have to accept that you have an issue. When you accept that you have an issue, then you can fix it. Then when you fix it, then if you feel after you heal, then you can say, and that's another thing that you can go out and date. I feel that I feel like you have to know when to date. I don't think dads and moms have that conversation. Like, it's a time when you date. Like, I think
you mean a time in your life when you shouldn't
date? Yeah, that you shouldn't date. Like, you shouldn't date. Like, you know that you can't date somebody because it costs to date. Mm-hmm. It does. Oh, it's yeah, a certain yeah, length yeah, it costs
agree,
today.
I agree, yeah.
So if you know, and it's a little expensive, I'm just saying, if you
just
know,
yeah.
like, wait, because you know you got a lot of troubles in your
but
life right
guys
now.
Guys like that. So look, when I first moved here, I met this guy uh-huh. at the mall, whatever. He wasn't even my type. He ran me down. I swear to God, he ran me down. He followed me out the mall and everything to my car, and I was on the phone. I was ignoring him. I gave him a chance. Long story short, he wasn't my type. He grew on me. We started dating. We went out. I really liked him. I really did. Start talking crazy to me, like calling me out of my name and all this stuff. Well, when he first did it, I stopped talking to him, broke up with him, didn't see him again. Mm-hmm. He swore, da 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 da. I stopped talking to him for like 3 weeks. He wasn't gonna do it again. I talked back to him again. Long story short, I really did like him. I don't know if he was bipolar or what, but one side of him, I was like almost in love with. The other side, it was just like he was would talk crazy to me. He, I don't know, like.
So what did you do? Like, did you leave?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what did you do? Yeah, because yeah, I mean...
Hell yeah, and then, I mean, it was hard because I, like I said, the side, one side, I was like, it was like everything that I liked about a man, and then it was that other side of him, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of hard for me to stop talking to him, but not really because I can't handle motherfuckers talking crazy to me. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
It's about respect in the beginning, because if you don't get it in the beginning, you won't.
It's only going to get worse.
Nowhere
yeah.
near
it's about respect at the end, too.
Nah, that's where
the beginning and the end.
That's when the war starts. Like, I avoid the war a long time. Like, I know what to look for. I know what to do before it even get to that.
So you're single? Or mm-hmm. no? Are you in, are mm-hmm. you are single?
Yeah. I was in between relationships for a long time.
Are you a relationship person, or do you not do good in relationships? Because, no, see, that's another thing men don't, they don't, if you know you're not a relationship person,
accept that.
With people. Just
accept
go
that.
Out with people that don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's women that don't care.
There really are.
And they don't like give a damn. But then it's women that do care. They don't
want to
date you while you dating five other women.
Yeah.
You know? It's simple.
It's really simple.
So, yeah. Back to
y'all
you.
Y'all never had a nigga invite y'all to the party and all the girls there with his? Never had
I think
a nigga
that
like
happened
that?
When I was a teenager, maybe. A long time ago.
My homeboy do that now. Like, I don't know what that is. It's like, I guess it's a power thing for him. But to me, it's like, how do you invite so many women to a party, and then like a whole bunch of single homies or niggas that love girls too are there too. So now you guys are trying to watch, make her sure he don't talk to her and she don't talk to him, or she ain't laughing at his jokes. It's weird.
That sounds
that's
crazy.
What I'm telling you. Atlanta like is top. That's what I'm trying. That's what I'm saying. The audacity.
There you go.
That's then back to this word. The audacity.
Rude and disrespectful.
It's just rude. I blame your mother, because at the end of the day.
What if his mother wasn't there? What if he was
raised? I blame you. I then
that would make sense.
That would make sense then, and that's the reason why I said the audacity. So be careful. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be careful and just know. Like,
I'm open to dating though. Like, I feel like even though I had a whole bunch of bad experiences, I still feel like it's some good men out there.
It is.
I'm not pressed though. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
so,
not either. And I think that's what
the
they think.
It's got to be right, or else I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I've been by myself so much that I'm not. I don't,
I don't even think mine over here. I think mine in a whole nother country.
I'm cool. I'm open to it, but I'm not pressed.
Honestly, I want somebody I can build with.
That's it.
I'm really
for
that
sure.
person.
Yeah.
Like, my dad is like my build. I'm like his whole assistant. It's ridiculous. Like, he calls me, Cutty, can you do that?
I feel like if you're not doing that, it's not going to work. Because y'all not going to be on the same.
Intellectually, I'm just like, I don't even care. I'm already like over there. Like, I don't even
You
got
to be on the same shit with somebody that you call yourself. Gonna be with.
So how long do you know if them people, how long does it take for you to date or be around a person to know if you're on that same
you're
thing?
Gonna know if y'all
some
on the
people
same
are
goal, type of stuff.
Goal driven, and like one thing I learned, like when you get into your path and you there, it really ain't enough room for nothing else till you get the way you got to go. And that's the illest part from a young black man that take it from the ground up and build. He don't depend on nobody for nothing. No job or nothing. He do it all on his own. He figure it out in his head and become this mastermind. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about from buying any and everything you want, real estate, cars, the houses, and all of that stuff. He got it all just from using his mental.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He figured out whatever this glitch was in the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, like, my thing is just, like, overall with all of that, when you're focused, like, and it's going to be hard for you, a person like that, to even date. You know what I'm saying? When he do come out of this shell, he probably be looking for marriage because he needs security at that point. I'm wealthy, I'm well off, and, like, dating ain't going to do nothing but
So wait, just what you're saying is the average guy really don't, if he's trying to be successful or if he's focused on his work or whatever, he's not really going to have time to date.
I wouldn't say. I'm talking about like, well.
Because let me, because in the other side of the world, this is, what you're speaking is westernized problems. Westernized, because, yeah, there's
America?
Western problems. When what's I say Western problems is like, that's a Western mentality. What's because Western? A Western is a like colonizer. Like a colonizer mentality.
You call me a white man?
Basically. It's okay.
That's the way I think.
And no, because you choose to be successful over the life of family and legacy. No. That's a Western.
No.
Even though you're creating, even though
black man, you don't get it like that.
No, I know
you
that.
Don't get it like that.
I know.
It can come either way.
I'm not saying that you're thinking, but what I'm saying to you is that the other. I know you are.
My grandmother.
I feel now, that, I but what I'm saying, like, allow me to explain. Yeah, a man see. Of a man.
Gosh, y'all some strong black men.
A man.
You don't like that, do you? You don't like that. You don't like that. Because some of your podcasts when I was here last time, I was like, I'm an alpha female. He's like, oh, we shut this down around here.
No, I'm not trying to be that. What I'm saying to you is an Arab man, a billionaire, right? A billionaire. Let's say an Arab man, African man, an Asian man. They all have wives. They all have wives by the
how
age.
Many wives?
Listen, no, and we said
those
Asian.
Have more
no,
than one.
We know. We no. There's
and
no.
Yours,
we're not okay.
They got more. Than
I'm not. No, they're not. That's not a cultural. No, it's
Akon
not.
Got like
listen,
three, four wives.
That is his.
He can afford them.
No, that is his tribe, and that's what he chooses as a man to do. But they are men out
you think
here.
That's wrong?
No, I don't. Because you know why I don't think it's wrong? Because polygamy in that particular world is necessary. Because why? Women, okay, number one, Lord, I can't believe I'm saying this.
He's wealthy.
No. My mother was arranged. My mother wasn't born at a hospital. She was born at a train station during a war where the French were trying to take over Cameroon. Y'all got hospitals out here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have the equipment to do. These women, my mother, I'm not even supposed to be in the United States, but God, by God's grace, my mother made it here. She was smart enough to get it here. Shout out to the mamas. But the end of the day is women in those countries don't have voices. Women in those countries don't have opportunities. Matter of fact, their family used them to get opportunities. That's why we have prices on our lives. That's the reason why we have diaries. So if a man gives us, if a man marries us of that wealth, it's not only a privilege to the family, but it's good for her because it takes her out of poverty. And also, if he's a good husband, which my grandfather was a great husband, like of multiple wives, he had one that was a lawyer. He had one that was he took them to school. Like, you're gonna be a lawyer because this is who you are. You're gonna be a teacher. This is because who you are. So you as the teacher, you have to educate our children. You are gonna teach them how to write. You're gonna teach them how to read. You're gonna teach them. You're gonna teach them. Mathematics.
Right.
Because you are you. I took you to school to become that. You're gonna be the lawyer. If anybody comes and tries to defend this, tries to take anything of mine, you have to defend it. Because I don't know what's going to happen to me if I die.
Right.
So in that particular system, that's a totally different system from here. Over there, you have to depend on people. Here, they teach you have to depend on yourself. Everything I can do on myself. That's why you see, if you pay attention, you have people laugh and say, oh, I don't understand why Mexicans live in the house all bundled up together. The rest of the world, we know that the government don't mean nothing to us. We have to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Family is all you have.
Yeah, but black people cannot do that.
We can't. No,
they
black people can.
Do it. They
black
won't
people.
Do it.
Black people here won't do that. But
yeah,
in Africa,
yeah,
you have no
mean.
Choice.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Here,
yeah, because
we
that's
get,
why
we get tired of each other.
No, like
I come from a black home.
It's
a
whole bunch of stuff.
A lot of people. Like you can't bring your drug habits in here.
No.
And then if you got more excessive kids, you can't live here.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's like too much stuff that you bring
they
to the household. That could make this household crumble.
No, that's the difference between home. Because, okay, for another thing, that's another thing that we, this which I find crazy, nursing homes. Notice there's no nursing homes in Africa. The grandmother
y'all
is the mother. Them. No, it's not, the grandmother is, she knows her place. My place is to take care of my children's children. My children will bring back food for me and my children. I'm not going to let somebody outside take care of my children. That's why you see the grandmother. It's those are things like even the manner. That's why I say it took me time to appreciate myself as a woman, because I don't even understand daycare. We don't know that. We don't know nursing home. We don't know daycare. Foreigners don't know. It's expensive, but we don't know that because we don't have to. Yeah, it's different here. It's, oh, I got, yeah, I'm not finna take care of it because I'm still out here living my life. I'm a grandmother. What?
Right.
I wish my mama would. She know better than that. Even me, I know, but I don't take advantage of her because I still allow my mother to have a life. But my mother, if I call her and I say, Mom, come take Luna. She knows that she has to come and take my child.
I know exactly what you mean.
So it's not, it's that it's a difference in the way.
The whole culture.
It's the culture. Yeah. So when a man, when I say you're speaking as a westernized man.
I knew what you meant.
That's what I meant. Like, I knew what you meant. Yeah, like nigga, because, and even like though, that, yeah, like, even as a man to tell me, ooh, dare I say this? African men and African American men are two different type of men. I would even tell you, if you're gonna date a man, if you're gonna deal with assholes, go ahead and deal with asshole African assholes. Because at least you're gonna get money from it. Because at least, first of all, my African men know better. If I leave, if you gotta even ask too much for Africa. If you live with a woman, I have a homegirl, I have a friend of mine. It baffles me. She has two children with this man, and she pays half the rent. That baffles me.
See, over here, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so let me tell you, I'm not going half on the rent with no nigga. So, but that's over here. I'm called a gold digger to most men because of that mentality.
What kind
of? That's why I'm single. I pay my own rent. I'm not gonna help you pay half of your rent.
Yeah. I can't believe I have a homegirl.
No, we're talking about it. She said
that's why I said the audacity.
She was saying who you said somebody paid.
I said she has two children by this man. Been living with this man for 12 years.
And she's talking about
paying
the difference between Africa and this country over here. And I'm saying that's why over here
African men don't do that.
We get called gold diggers because of shit like me. I'm not paying half of the rent. And we together and you want me to live with you. I'm not, I live by myself. So you can call me a gold digger, but look at me before I get with you. I have my own little car. I live by myself. I pay all my bills by myself. I pay my rent. Why would I get with you and pay half of your rent? No.
It's not even about why.
No, that's the wrong thing.
It's not even about why.
I'm not doing it.
It's not even if he bring you in.
If he bring you, if he wants you,
oh, well,
and
yeah,
he's doing everything to make sure you're going to be comfortable in life, he's going to pay your rent, and he's going to take care of
But if he's bringing
needs.
Me in, it's not my but rent. He's paying the rent.
What you must know, this comes with great responsibility. You know what I'm saying? This man is like going to be your king, your everything, because he's taking care of everything. And some of y'all women don't like that.
Hold on. You seem like you want to say something. I want to say something real bad. I want to say something real bad, but you can go first. No, you, because I can tell you.
You go this time, because you're going to call me a Western. Or whatever she calls
So this is my thing. That's where the submission and the being feminine and taking care of the house, that's where all that comes along. Okay, I'm doing this and I pay the rent. You better treat me like a king. Okay, I'm going to treat you like a king off the top. If you deserve that respect. If you know what I'm saying? It's not about that you do everything, but if you're doing everything, I'm still going to be doing stuff too. And I'm not going to just not do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some guys don't want you to do nothing.
I've been in that situation with, I was in a situation like that for 3 years. He was very successful. He didn't want me to do nothing. And okay, he paid all the bills and he gave me money every time he got paid. So I guess you call it an allowance. But we was in a real relationship. So I'm like, okay, cool. You, if it's that important to you for me not to work, and you gonna do everything, and you gonna give me, okay, I'll do that. And it wasn't enough. He still was crazy. But in that situation, didn't work out for me because he was controlling and he was crazy anyway. So nothing I did was, you know what I'm saying, enough.
Did
but
you feel like you was?
I did everything. I cleaned up. I cooked. I washed his dirty ass clothes.
It's called a pretty prison. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got any and everything you want, but it's by my whatever I say.
Like, yeah, and that's what it was.
You go get your nails and toes done when I take you. You can go get your hair done, but I'm sitting there with you.
It was kind of like
that. Your friends are very limited.
Yeah,
you gotta pick and choose your own battle wisely what you want. Every woman thinks that's the ideal man for you, but sometimes that's not. Especially when if you want to dream and do something for yourself, for your independence. And
that's why I say you got to be on the same shit. Y'all got to be on the same shit. Yeah.
That's why that conversation when y'all first meet is very important.
Yeah.
So what? Help yourself.
They're just looking at me.
Y'all
bring some
nerds.
Oh, these are candy, not edibles, right? I can't
candy though.
Yeah, it's just all candy, huh?
If it's an edible over there, can I have one? No, it's not. You want an edible? Do you have one for real?
Yeah. My people come through every day.
Thank you. I'm about to eat it right now.
Girl, you go, but I can't.
They don't do me like that.
I can't do it.
Do you smoke weed though?
I do.
And but and edibles get you messed up?
This is the people that we get a lot of stuff from. You can see their brochure though. Like all the stuff that they have. Like those gummies they have are good as hell.
Well, these are good.
Yeah, everybody loves them.
Have one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, honey.
Thank you. They're good.
So when you meet an American man, when you meet an American man, you expect him to live by your African standards. Yeah, because you know, y'all up here with it. You know what I'm saying? The way y'all work and y'all choose to do a lot of stuff is different from, you know what I'm saying? Some of us got weird backgrounds. Some of us are wealthy in ways, and we don't like to explain how we got our wealth. We just got it how we got it. You know what I'm saying? But y'all sometimes want to nitpick in the background and judge off of this person because, like, he didn't work hard to get it. But he got it.
Mm-mm. No.
You know what I'm saying? No. I done dated a lot. I know. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
That's fake. Can I be honest with you?
You think it's fake?
Can I be honest with you?
You're talking to somebody that's been in this shit.
Baby, I'm African. I live this shit.
Baby.
I live it.
Peace and blessings. Hello? Hello?
Cheers. Cheers.
Ching, ching. You're good. All right.
Yeah, you told me you're using her for something.
If something happened to me.
Oh, what?
I'm not joking. All
right.
Oh, then nothing happened to you. I'm that girl. I'm like, girl, you good? I'm not leaving here without you. Okay.
That's how I am. I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm, same way. I don't do that. Not with girls.
Same way.
Even guys. Cool. I'd be like, you good? Because I'm going to drive. Okay, good. Because I don't want nothing. I don't want no problems. Because I was the last to see you. And I just want to make sure before I leave this play. Yeah. All
right. Is it Tuesday and Wednesday?
Oh, this is good. I need to stop eating this candy.
Tuesday and Wednesday. All right. Tuesday and Wednesday for Salsa Carbuego. All right. Let me look at this or what's the thing. Because I gotta get it. Because I was editing it, so I was in a whole other state of mind. All right. Let me look up this drink right quick. All right. All right. That's my manager with this damn travel and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, everybody got, you know, Delta. Oh, this shit crazy.
Number one, let me tell you something. Africans are one of the number one scammers in the world. Okay?
You ain't gotta tell me.
So, for them to sit there, for them, for you.
Ex and I laugh so hard.
Let me tell you, for you to sit there and say that they want to question where they get their money in, they can't talk. But the difference is,
you're talking about certain like type of women. I'm not just saying African women. I don't lump all women in the same.
No, because you said that. Are you one of those African women that when you're dating out of?
I'm asking you.
That's what I'm trying to say. That those women, those experiences that you had.
Are you a scammer too?
No, I'm not. I'm not a scammer.
Your past, be honest with me.
No, I was not a scammer
in
my past.
Down, you didn't hold the truth to it when you look away. I mean,
no, I was not a scammer.
Now you're smiling, so I'm getting somewhere.
What I'm saying to you is that most of those Africans that judge a lot, I'm the one that actually gets judged the most because I'm literally the African American because I'm African, but I was born in the United States. But I tell them all the time, like, you guys need to have respect for African Americans. And a lot of African Americans have voiced that to me, that they feel that Africans can be a little bit too judgmental towards them. And I told them, yeah, because we understand the opportunity that's here. And you guys, some of you guys, not all, some of you guys have not taken advantage of the opportunities that are given. But what they fail to realize is that a lot of these opportunities were not given to them. They don't know about it. So when you don't know something, you can't go for something. They're not giving it to you like that.
When you say that, when you talk about loans?
Not just loans. Education, loans, everything. Like that, even education, money. Like, even like, they'll give us a loan before they'll give you guys. But back in the day.
They really don't expect it to go.
Exactly.
They did it. That's why they did it for y'all. But exactly. Us right here, they don't want us.
That's why I say I don't judge you guys.
They don't want us getting too far.
No,
you know
exactly.
Like the rejection of the colleges. You know what that do to certain brothers? Like, if they doing it all on their own, and you get rejected for this college, then you get rejected for that college. Like, certain type of people with certain type of background, they don't want it this college, even if you qualify for it.
And that's why I'm trying to tell you that all that judge, when you're asking me, do I put men on a certain, I'm like, no, because there's African men that are like, that African men that are doing, that have done work. You don't see these African pastors out here?
Then I wanted to ask you, Fredo, what's your ideal situation? You say, okay, you single, and you like this woman. You supposed to treat him like a king. Da-da. What is your ideal situation?
You asking him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I want to know, too. I would love to know this.
I
want to
know your ideal situation as far as, like, you know, do you want to be in a relationship? Do you want to be married? Or do you want to, are you a relationship person?
I've been in
a relationship. No, I'm asking you, do you prefer to be in a relationship or do you prefer to be single?
Just say no and keep it real.
At this moment, at this moment.
I'm asking a direct question.
It's a yes or no.
At this moment,
we're talking about for the rest of your life.
I'm talking about Fredo.
I don't know how the rest of my life is going to play.
Right now.
What are you planning
to
for?
Be in a relationship or do you like being single?
Yeah. I would love to know. This is a good question. Not for me. I'm just in general. The people want to know.
I don't know, I can't ask that. Yes, you can. It requires some thought for me.
That's true.
But you can answer whether or not you're a relationship. You know if you're a relationship person or not. You know if you prefer to be in a relationship.
Ask me. Ask me the same exact question.
Are you a relationship person? Do you prefer to be in a relationship or do you prefer to be single?
I prefer to be in a relationship.
Okay,
why?
Simple.
Yeah, I prefer to be in a relationship.
No, you're not off the hook, Fred. What's the answer?
What's your question?
No, what's your answer?
You prefer to be in a relationship or do you prefer to be single?
I'm a relationship person.
Okay, and now, okay.
I prefer to be in a relationship.
You prefer to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's cool.
That's women. That's called
security. I just asked a question.
You can say no, you're not a relationship
person.
I can't answer right now. Why I got to answer it right now?
Like, okay.
You can answer. You don't like, want to.
I mean, we're on audio, so that's why I was assuming.
You know the answer right now.
No, I don't.
You don't.
I wouldn't even think about that. You asked me a serious question. My manager calling me about travel. I just want to be typing up a resume bio.
Ooh, dismissal.
I'm told. And I'm editing.
Okay, fine. You're off the hook.
Dismissal, honey.
You're off the hook.
Dismissal.
What's dismissal? Like, sometimes it depends on the woman if, like, I want the relationship or not.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on the woman. And
it doesn't take out any particular woman, take out any woman in general. Do you, as a man, you, Fredo, do you prefer to be single or do you like being in a relationship?
I like being in a relationship.
Thank you. Thank you.
You suck.
There's nothing wrong with that. But you're single now and you can do whatever you want to do.
Not really.
Why not?
I got kids. I'm a family man, bro. I like family more. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Even when I was in a situation, I like for my kids being together, playing together, and knowing each other. That's what makes me happy. When they're apart and it's something that I did and their moms don't get along. The moms get along cool, but it's just like one of my kids' mom is poisonous shit, so she tried to poison.
Please don't let it be the Scorpio.
I fall back and laugh because it's funny.
How many baby moms do you have?
Plethora.
Oh, plethora. More than two?
Just a plethora.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nah,
just not bad.
They very professional women. One's a
farmer. Yeah, you told me.
And one is in the military, Air Force, like crazy high ranking and shit.
Are those the type of women that you're attracted to? You just said, like, she's very professional.
I'm cool with whoever I'm just likes asking. Me. It's just that if I attract those high end women, I just attracted.
Oh, is that considered a high end woman?
A pharmacist.
She's a high end woman. What's a low end woman? What do you do to classify as a low end woman?
I would say it's a
project chicks. Hood rats.
I know project chicks that are not thoughts, but I know the thoughts.
So if you just couldn't help it, and your parents and you were born from the projects, then you're a low quality. I mean,
No, that doesn't mean. That means you can have, because you can be a project girl, but you can, because I know project girls that are some of the most brightest girls.
Yeah.
But I mean, but it's all in how you were raised. Like, I was just having this problem. There was a woman that came into our shop, a young girl, literally just before I even got here. She came into the shop and she just walked straight into the bathroom. She didn't ask us to use the restroom. She just walked in. She just looked at us like we were crazy. So it's like your mannerisms. Do you have mannerisms? Do you have respect? You know, because you can be somebody that's from one area and not gone anywhere. And as long as you have respect and you have mannerisms, you're a high-end woman.
Right.
You are definitely, because there's skills. It's the skills that you possess and the skills that you use. Are they beneficial not only to you, but are they beneficial to your community? And do you want to do good for your community?
Right.
How do you want to enlighten your community?
And you feel like those things determine the high value.
Exactly. Not because of the fact that I'm from Bankhead. Yeah, like my profession. Because I can be smarter than a pharmacist. That pharmacist, she probably can't cook. That pharmacist, she probably, you know, she probably don't know how to wipe it. You don't know. You don't know.
I don't even eat women cookies.
It doesn't even matter. We'll just say something.
Why?
My cousin, when I was coming up, he got poisoned. So, like, it's always been a thing.
Oh, that's a thing in Cameroon, too.
So, do you know how to cook?
Oh, you got a trust issue. Yeah. Wow.
So, you know how to cook.
That's a thing.
So, if you're in a relationship, y'all gonna either eat out or you gonna cook?
Yeah. Oh, that's good for her.
You sit there and watch.
That's good. Cool. That's dope.
But it's just me. I don't.
No, that's a trauma thing. You can't help that.
I gotta sit there and watch you cook the whole time.
That's a trauma thing.
So if you sit there and watch me, you'll eat it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just depends.
I believe.
I wonder what that causes. I wonder what that causes. Has that ever caused issues in your relationship?
What? Me not eating?
Would you not want to eat her food?
If she's a cooker, I'm sure.
You can't.
No, I'm just asking. I probably wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care. I would make sure that you ate, though. I would make sure that you ate something.
I'm not going out my way. I'm going to cook, and then you don't want to eat it. I'm going to give me something, like, and
you're
get you something.
If you're in a relationship you're in love, you eat her cooking.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. So, yeah. So, you made it seem like under no circumstances at first.
Are we dating? I don't want your shit.
That's mm-mm. Different. But you're saying if y'all establish y'all together, at some point, you're going to eat it.
Force,
Yeah.
If you ain't cooking for everybody, you ain't cooking for just me.
Mm-hmm. I feel him on that because they poison in Africa a lot, so yeah. I feel him on that.
I don't eat everybody cooking. I don't eat everybody cooking. Dudes use that a lot. I can cook. I'll cook for you, baby.
Nah, they be putting them little opoids in them and chow by. Opoids or whatever. Those little whatever they put in your stuff.
Waste their time putting no drugs in food. I would hope not.
You don't know the audacity. You'd be surprised. Trying to tell you what's on that belt line, and what's on that belt line.
So you done had a lot of bad experiences.
I did have a lot of bad experiences.
How you gonna ever make it to the good relationship?
I don't know. I just, you know, I have faith and I have hope. You know what I'm saying? And then also, I just also was like I said, it took me a lot of time to appreciate the type of woman I am. So I also was like, okay, you know what? You need to chill out.
Why don't you date an African?
Africans have their own thing because, you know, I'm African, but my accent is not. I do, but the problem with that is that when I get around people around his people, like, let's just say, like, people around, they don't know that you know that, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people, they don't think I speak French, but I do. I speak it and I write it.
It ain't for you to tell them.
I don't tell them, but sometimes these women are very disrespectful.
I'm around Caribbean people every weekend. Jamaicans, the little Haitians, and, What else?
Trinidad and Tobago, all them Bajans, right? Yeah.
And they think I don't understand that.
Exactly.
They're talking, and they be looking at me and laughing.
Yeah, don't think you don't understand.
You got a few more seconds to tell another joke, everybody laugh, I don't get it, and I'm going to go around the whole room with your ass.
Right. So,
I don't
either. So, that's the thing with a lot of Africans. And then the fact about it is, like, they consider me more. I get discriminized. Exactly.
That's
so
all they
I get
call me every fucking weekend.
Americanized.
Yankee.
That one Yankee there. Yeah. So, it's just like, I get discriminated too. But the only difference is, I can snap back at them because I've lived in Africa. I'm an African woman. But African-Americans, that's why I'm able to check a lot of Africans. I'll be like, yo, you need to respect these African-Americans. You know what they did for this land? If it wasn't for them, you wouldn't even be on this land. You wouldn't even have the opportunity to get a visa to come here. So you better respect them.
Are
you fucking crazy? Like, yeah, because it's real. Like, that's why I say, like, yeah. I was like, have you listened to things like Nina Simone, like Strange Fruit? These people have hung themselves for you. You're in their country. They fought for you. So it's like, respect. Don't sit there and say, like, oh, African Americans, they come to this country, they don't know nothing. I'm like, you better shut up. Because you may see them thug out right now. You may see the little, they're thugs, but their great, great, great grandparents fought here.
Right.
They built ships here. They built the White House. A whole White House. we y'all sitting here, the best thing I can say when I tell African Americans, especially these little water boys, I always tell them, I say, you gotta remember.
Them little water boys?
Let me tell you, I tell them all the time.
You telling the niggas standing on the side of the street?
Sometimes, yes, sometimes.
Are ready to blow their ass into the future?
Not, well, some of them, they come to the YMCA. Some of them, they come to the YMCA. So I do talk to some of them, but I tell them, one of the things I tell them is like, look, we built the pyramids, and they still can't figure out that shit. And that was before Christ. So think about that. That's how math, that's the gene that you come from. You right. come from a gene that they literally build something from the stars. So, and the Nile River is connected to it. So it's going up. So we got, it has to be heaven at this point. Like, it has to be.
Certain people know how to build a pyramid.
That, yeah, basically. And we're the only people.
You said they built the pyramid from the top down?
Huh.
How they do it?
How they do that?
Yeah, from the top down.
From the top down. Can't figure that.
Point.
Bringing it down. How you do that?
And you know how the video they do, they got all these people pulling.
Pulling things. It wasn't even like advanced mechanical. Yeah. It was literally, but that's why I tell them, I'm like, you want to be cocky? Tell these motherfuckers to build a pyramid. That's how you do it. You see France? That's typical France, because France is always
the
thief.
The illest thing in the world?
What?
You can take a hill. They can build it from the top down.
That's it.
A hill, but a lot of people wouldn't even know that.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I got to see the pyramids. That's one thing I have to see
and
before I die.
And flatten land all around.
Around it.
See, but people wouldn't know that. It's just so.
They think it's just, yeah.
Small-brained people, and they want to take everything and everything we create.
Create.
Idea. That's why they own the industry. That's like, even when, all right, CDs and tapes ain't selling no more. We got to move it over to streaming. So the record labels, these motherfuckers being 10 years advanced, go buy all the streaming platform. Now we'll distribute everybody's stuff. Everybody's stuff. We'll make more money because they don't even know what streaming pay. And they'll tell you streaming pay a penny.
A penny.
So my hard work pay
a half a penny. So they that's typical friends. They create the currency and then they determine how much you should get from that currency. That's really what they do. That's what they're doing right now in Cameroon. Cameroon don't even have its own currency. Cameroon has franc CFA, which is a fake currency from France. France don't even use that currency. France uses euros.
So that's the best place to go in counterfeit right now.
Well, really, it's really not. It's really not. Because, I mean, it's really not nothing. Sure, the France is not really.
They ain't use it.
What I'm. In franc CFA, I mean, it's not a lot. That's going to be a lot of money that you're bringing in to change it. Like, that's
you're
too
so
much.
Smart. Like, you, like, and passionate about that.
Mm-hmm. And because it's a lot, man.
What if you end up with a woman?
I won't.
Shit happens in Atlanta.
I won't. No, I won't.
What is wrong with you?
I won't end up with a woman.
Her evil might not be as a man.
Mm-mm.
Do you date women?
No.
I'm just asking.
I want a man. I want a man. I love. Yes. Let me tell you something.
I could just tell that she's not into women.
I love, women are into me. I love, they are, women are into me. I don't know what it is, but I'm not into it. Yeah, I love black men. I love everything. And the sad thing is, like you said, like, do you date out of your race or anything like that? I've dated an Italian man. I dated a man from Spain. Not because I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? It was just, you know, the time of the time. But there's nothing better than a black man to me. I don't think. I mean, I like the way they.
I mean, they I like black.
But they just don't love us. They don't
they
love
don't.
Us the same way.
I've dated all kind of men.
It's a different kind of love. You can't say
it's
we don't
just,
love you.
I don't think they
it's
love us
like
the same.
We love you the way we love you, and it might be different to you, but it takes
some
time to get used to.
I agree. It's nothing like a black man, but I'm at the point. I've been through so much stuff. I mean, I do date outside my race. At this point, it's about how they treat me. It don't matter what color they are. It's about how they make me feel, how they treat me, and that can come in whatever color at this point.
I think it's an international black man for me. I don't think it's going to be a man in the U.S.
Right.
If it is in the U.S., I'd be very surprised. Right. If he is a man in the U.S., he has to have a passport. And if he does have a passport, I have to take him to places where he can see men of that caliber. Like, you have to see like this, because there's men that are millionaires, billionaires, that are literally like, they have their wives, and they put their family first. And I know one man in the village of Bunga, this man don't make business deals without asking his wife first.
I do know men here that do that, though. I know men like that here.
I said he don't make no play.
Not necessarily in Atlanta, but in America.
Yeah.
I've met men that don't do nothing without their wife.
He pick his wife up from work. He pick her up. She don't drive. He don't want. It's not like he can't afford
driving. Who is he?
I like him. He got his wife. He don't move. Driving. He that's how he is. He got his him and his wife. He go pick up his wife.
What's his nationality?
Cameroon. He's from Cameroon.
Yeah, they raised different.
If
a lot of Black American men was raised different, like somewhere in between the genetic code of from like slavery to my grandfather to my uncles. And then, like, the generation, it changed. Like, my uncle, my grandfather worked at Ford Motor Company for years till he died. He always had a new Cadillac. Every year Cadillac came out, he always had a new Cadillac. Mm-hmm. Now, my uncles, they got jobs with my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, once I graduate, I'm next up for Ford.
Ford.
But somewhere in between, those two idiots messed it up for me. Because somebody got fired from there doing some shit.
Something they shouldn't have been doing.
Probably not even showing up being responsible. Irresponsible with time or whatever. Whatever. It pissed them off. So, now. You know,
got to build your own legacy now. So your children can follow.
Some shit ain't in the household or whatever that is. It's just my grandma. So it's just whatever this is. My aunts and all of them. I'm a little boy. I want to go hang with my friends and do what I do. We end up doing something that make us money easier than going to work and getting told to what to do by them. And then we start to develop our own set of rules. It's like young teenagers' mind developing, they masterminding, but we're in the wrong situation.
Wrong situation.
When the risk is higher.
Because you know why? You're not on your land. Because if you were on your land, you wouldn't even have an area where people would need those substances for you to make fast money. And that's the reason why people need to go back into their spaces. This is the only place in America. That's what makes America powerful. America, you don't know what America can look like. America could be Black, they white, yellow, green. And that's what I'm saying. They did that because
we masterminded and played their game for our financial gain. And then we played the game because there's so many different levels to this shit. It gets weird to meet somebody of another race or nationality, Mexican, white, all this, and they show you this whole nother level. Playing with the banking system, with this kind of money, investing, buying money over here, and then getting it from this person, getting that shit mailed. It became easier, all these different levels we was coming to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which makes your chances and risk even higher now.
Did you say, do you do that outside your race?
What?
Do you?
I probably have a couple times. I don't know. One or two.
Nothing. So your preference is Black women? You have a preference or you don't? Or you just...
Is Redbone Black women?
Yeah.